time to sing. Anybody has any request? Yes.
156.
You just remember like that number, 156? What's the name of the song? It's a test. I love to tell the story, right? First and second verse. Okay? I love to tell the story. I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know it is true. It satisfies my longing as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story, will be my theme in glory, to tell the old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story, more wonderful it seems than all the golden fancies of all our golden dreams. I love to tell the story, it did so much for me, and that is just the reason I tell it now to thee. I love to tell the story, will be my theme in glory, to tell the old story of Jesus and His love. Nancy, do you have any of your favorite hymns, if you still remember? Yes, Lois? 314. You all know 314 by heart. And of course, you will recognize it, Nancy. First and second verse.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear filling on my ear, a Son of God discloses. And He walks with me, and He talks with me, and tells me I am His Son, and the joy which has returned. Has ever known.
Second verse. He speaks, and the sound of His voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that He gave to me within my heart is ringing. And He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His Son, and the joy we share has returned there. None other has ever
have a new family visiting us today, Ishmael. So good to see you. And he has brought his son and his dear wife. And do you have any of your favorite hymn? That's okay. That's okay. But welcome. Welcome. All right. One more hymn. We can see. Yes, Judith. 419. 419. I am thine, O Lord. First and second verse.
I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the hand of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, Lord, to us where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the precious bleed. Side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
All right, let's go to worship our Lord. Yeah, take one of these. Thank you.
That was beautiful. As you can see, my name today is Stephen Michael.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve. Okay. I'd like to welcome you today to the United Methodist Church of Yucaipa. And I'm running up the aisle just to help out, so give me a minute here. Our announcements today is if you would please sign the red pads at the end of the aisle. We'd like to get a count of how many people are here and who you are and everything else. Let's see. And August birthdays. Today is August. This year is going so fast. And we have Debbie Wilson, Ray Wilson III, Dale Barwick, Judy Lloyd, Maynard Ritzler, Gina Genovese, Larry Stiff, Kelly Wilson, Katie Mickle, Susan Elmore, Lori Pertile, and Jack Kelsey. And happy birthday to all of you this month.
Very nice.
And the August newsletter is available in the Narthex. You can either get it online, too, if you want. It's available. Good reading. We also have the Good Samaritan Fund. Please give your money for or Stater Scripps cards to the Good Samaritan Club. I'm having trouble today. Am I also having trouble with Turkish, which is Samaritan is kind of a word for that, too, same. There's also a plate in the back of the church. moving on to We Are Cereal Church, and if you would donate a few boxes or canned goods or any other food items to help, but they'll take that at the end of the month, so you can bring it at any time. And please sign up for the pastor's lunch. It's next Wednesday, August 16th at noon at Legend 8. Cost is $15 a person, and if you haven't joined us yet, it's fun. It's a good way to meet everybody and talk to everybody. And then there's Hearts Grow, which is the second and fourth Sundays. Children can come before the sermon and stay to the end of fellowship time. And adults can come to that too, so you don't feel left out. And if you haven't yet picked up a Good Samaritan box, you can pick one up over in the fellowship hall. It's a wonderful, wonderful outreach done through, I always forget his name. Franklin Graham. I always want to go to his father, but Franklin Graham's ministry, which is a really good ministry. And also, we're still watching The Chosen at 11 o'clock. Come in and join us. It's a great movie for those of you who have not stayed. It's just, I get so disappointed when it's over at the end of the hour. So, but it is really very powerful.
One little plug for The Chosen today. First of all, it's not finger foods, it's pasta and bread. But this is the last show episode in season two, so it's going to be a really good cliffhanger. And next week starts season three, so make sure you're here.
And there's also some sign-up sheets if you would like to help bring food for it. Started out, we were only going to have a soup and bread at the very beginning to kick it off, but we all kind of like food. We're Methodist. We have to have it. It's in our DNA. Having help for that is really nice, too. And if you'll stand now for the call to worship. Keep me safe, O God. I run for dear life to you. I say
to God, be my Lord. Without you, nothing makes sense.
My choice is you, God, first and only. I now find I'm your choice.
Day and night, I will stick with God.
I've got a good thing going, and I'm not letting go. Now, if you'll join us in the When Morning Gilds the Sky, number 185.
Thank you.
morning gives the sky my heart awakening cry. May Jesus Christ be praised, alike at work and prayer. To Jesus I repay. May Jesus Christ be praised. The night becomes as day, when from the heart we say, may Jesus Christ, the powers of darkness, when this sweet chant day he, may Jesus Christ be praised. Let all the earth around ring joyous with the sound. May Jesus Christ be praised. In heaven's eternal bliss, the lovely strain is this. May Jesus Christ be praised.
And while you're standing, it's time for passing of the peace. Could wave, shake hands, hug each other. It's no longer COVID.
Hello, Helen. So good to see you. You know what, Helen? If you would, some point, we want to hear your voice as well. So. You can turn your microphone on and, you know, tell us how you're doing, okay? Glad to see you, June and Joyce, and we have April and Bill joining us via Zoom. So good to have you. Yes, Bruce.
I want to know why you're singing different verses.
What did I do?
Different verses.
Different verses?
Yeah. I think it's because Lauren missed the last lines in the last two
verses. Well, I'm
sorry.
I'm reading it from my hymn. That's my habit.
It's all good.
I thought you were having a stroke.
Maybe. Maybe. Who knows? You know, I'm reaching the age, so be ready. I might even collapse.
If I could get prayer for my oldest son-in-law, he's been in and out of the hospital with pneumonia, and now they've detected some virus on the outer lining of the lungs, which usually is pleurisy, but it's not this, and he's lost 15 pounds, and his name is Tony Skurdo, if you'll just keep him in prayer.
Thank you. We'd like to meet Nancy, Deb, if you don't mind.
We want to welcome Nancy Greening, who hasn't been here for a while. Nancy Garrison, Casey's mom. She hasn't been here for a while because she's been taking care of her mom, but welcome back. It's really wonderful to see you. Would you like to introduce yourself?
And welcome back, Virginia. So glad to see you. She's a great singer, if you can hear her voice. And...
Go ahead. Do you have
No, you finish it first.
Okay. I'm Alita Kirker. I have a friend who is a pastor in St. Louis, but his sister lives out here, and they just had to put her in a facility because she has Alzheimer's, and she's the only surviving sibling, her parents, who I worked with her mom for many years, but they've had to clean out her home and do anything. She's not doing well, and they're kind of asking for prayers because it's very hard on her to make this switch to. Her name is Mary Lita Keating. Thank you.
And bring the microphone over to Ishmael. We'd like to meet them as well. You know, I met Ishmael on Friday afternoon. He's a magician. Would you like to know? He turned $1 bills into $100 bills in front of my eyes.
I'd like to know him.
So I have brought a lot of dollar bill for him. So meet him as well. You know, if you have a dollar bill, try him. He'll show you right in front of your eyes. So Ishmael, introduce your family, if you would.
Thank you. My name is Ishmael. This is my son, Benjamin, my wife, Anna. And we like to do the Lord's work and or work for him, whatever needed. I prayed on it, and this is what brought us here today.
Great. Wonderful. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Is there anyone on Zoom? Please raise your hand.
June.
Are you unmuted, June? Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a text from the hospital from Ray Wilson yesterday. He was rushed into emergency gallbladder surgery on Thursday. Ray Jr. and his family had to move into the Ray's house to take care of Kelly. I'm not sure if he will be coming home. He was hoping to come home today, but he needs prayer, the whole family.
Mm-hmm. Great.
What was the surgery for?
Gallbladder.
Yeah, gallbladder.
Anyone else on Zoom?
Okay, then, if you'll join me in the unison prayer. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker
of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From then he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
Now we are going to continue our prayer in silence, and as we do that, let us be more intentional in bringing whatever we have, whatever concerns we have, the worries, the troubles we experience today, and bring them all to the Lord. And let's be intentional to hand them over onto God's hand, as he has invited us to do that. He knows we are weary, we are burdened, and he has promised us to give us the rest that we need. So let's continue our prayers in silence. Lord, we come to you in this hour of prayer, and we feel your presence in this quietness. We open our hearts unto you, and invite your Holy Spirit to come in. Lord, you know our situations. You know the troubles that we experience today. You know exactly where we are in life. You know exactly what we need. You know where we are going. You know everything about us. So, Lord, we lift up our hearts unto you. Our prayers unto you, O Lord. For you know who we are and where we are in life. What a relief it is that we have a place where we can run and be away from the business of this world and be alone with you. And in silence, we can hear your whispering voice saying to us, I love you. I will take good care of you. I am with you. So, Lord, here we are in your presence. May we experience your powerful presence once more as we worship you this morning. May we be reassured of your promise that, remembering that we are not alone, you walk this journey with us. You walk with us side by side. You watch over us from above, and you hold our hand securely that we may not fall, that we may not give up on the way. There are times, O Lord, we acknowledge the times of discouragement, times of hopelessness. But, O Lord, we have endured them all with your help, and we have come this far with your help. And may we continue on with your help. So thank you, Lord, for your presence, eternal presence, for your promises, for your never-failing grace. We know that our life is in you. For you have the plan for us, good plan, perfect and wonderful plan. So to that, O Lord, we yield, and to your will, we submit ourselves. And now, as a community of faith, we pray once more that you continue to use us to fulfill your will in our lives. So now we join our hearts in prayer together, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Now please join in with our next hymn, I Belong to the King. It's on the insert in your program.
I belong to the King. I'm a child of His love. I shall dwell in His palace so fair. For He tells His bliss in the heaven above, and His children in splendor shall share. I belong to the King, I'm a child of His love, and He never forsakes His own. He will call me someday to His palace above. I shall dwell by His glorified throne. I belong to the King, and He loves me, I know, for His mercy and kindness so free. Unceasingly mine, wheresoever I go, and my refuge from failing is He. I belong to the King, I'm a child of His love, and He never forsakes His own. Call me someday to His palace above. I shall dwell by His glorified throne. I belong to the King, and His promise is sure that we all shall be gathered at last. In His kingdom above, by life's waters so pure, when this life with its trials is dispersed. I belong to the King, I'm a child of His love, and He never forsakes His own. He will call me someday to His palace above. I shall dwell by His glorified throne.
Nice. Our scripture reading today is Revelations 3:14 through 22. And the angel of the church, and there's a good one, Laodicea, writes the words of the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the origins of God's creation. I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing. You do not realize that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. Therefore, I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may be rich, and white robes of cloth to clothe yourself, and to keep the shame of your nakedness from being seen, and salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. I reprove and discipline those whom I love. Be earnest, therefore, and repent. Listen, I am standing at the door, knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and eat with you and you with me. And to the one who conquers, I will give a place with me on my throne, just as I myself conquered and sat down with my Father on His throne. Let anyone who has the ear to listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Good morning, everyone. So good to see you all. If you are here I'm relatively new and not quite familiar with how we run our Sunday worship and fellowship. This is where we worship every Sunday morning. It's a beautiful sanctuary, so homey and cozy. You know, that's how I feel whenever I come to the sanctuary. And we have a fellowship time in the fellowship hall across the breezeway. We'd love to have you joining us for fellowship. And there will be coffee and tea, lunch and the movie. So if you have time, please join us after the worship. I pray that we will all be open-minded to the voice of God speaking to us through His Word this morning, that we may all hear the message, the spiritual food that God has prepared for each and every one of us. A medical student listened intently as his teacher spoke. "I don't want you to forget," the professor said, "that you have an obligation to medical science. When you start to practice, keep a complete diary of your work, the things you read, the materials you use, the symptoms, and etc. Your observations could help medicine." The student graduated, mindful of what he learned. His first patient was a cab driver with a high fever. The newbie in medical practice told him, "You have a terrible strep infection. You could die in 2 days." The doctor made a note in his book, "Cabbie, strep, dead in 2 days." 3 days later, the cab driver was back, feeling like so energetic and healthy. Surprised, the doctor asked, "What happened to you?" "It is like this, doctor. When you told me that I would be dead in 2 days, I decided to go out with a blast. I love Chinese food. So for 2 days, I ate nothing but Chinese food. I feel sensational." The doctor made another note in his book, "Cabbie, strep, Chinese food is great." A bus driver came in to see him. He was burning hot. His throat was killing him. Checking him out, the doctor told him that he had a bad strep throat. An orgy of Chinese food was in order. The next afternoon, the doctor called to check on the patient's well-being. The patient, his wife told him, had dropped dead in a Chinese restaurant. The doctor wrote, "In case of strep throat, Chinese food works on cabbies, but not on the bus driver." Have you ever faced a desperate situation in which your positive attitude not only helped overcome, but also transform your situation, as it happened to the cab driver? It does not take a huge scale of success or hefty resources to deal with hardship or reconstruct life. We do not need to win Mega Million, which is now how much? 1.5 billion. But a slight change of heart, a small change in faith, can transform our life and give us the inner peace that we may have been searching for years. But remember, though, if you happen to win Mega Million, don't forget to tithe. Let me give you some illustrations of the huge impact made by an insignificant move. In a story published by American author Mary Mapes Dodge in 1865, a little Dutch boy noticed a small leak of water in the dike and knew that it could become bigger to cause the dam to collapse eventually. You know, much of the Netherlands falls below sea level, called folders, which are protected by dikes. So he put his finger into the hole and stayed all night until the following day when people found him and repaired the dike. Something like the story happened in real in February 1953 when the Netherlands had the worst flooding in recent history. The water water was rising in Zuid, Holland, where the deepest folders and also the largest cities of the country with about 3 million residents were located. Those places could be a dozen feet underwater if the dike broke. At 5:30 a.m., one section of the dike did break and water began to gush in. Skipper Evergreen drove his 60 feet long ship and closed the hole, and the gap behind the ship was quickly filled with sandbags. One person's sacrifice turned the torrent into a trickle, securing a dry condition for 3 million people. In navigation, 1 degree makes an enormous difference. 1 in 60 rule says that 1 degree error results in 1 mile off the course after 60 miles. On March 28, 1979, a sightseeing flight crashed into a mountain in Antarctica, and all of the 279 passengers on board were killed. Investigators found out that the crews were not informed of the 2-degree correction made to the plane's flight path the night before. Surveyors spend a lot of time and effort measuring and deciding angles. One little miscalculation of angle could waste so much money and time than needed. Now, look at our life and our relationship with God from the same perspective. A little action or a small change of attitude can either bring us entirely into the house of faith to enjoy the unity between us and God, or cause us to wander between God and the world. The Sinai Desert seems vast, but it was not its size that caused Israel to wander in the desert for 4 decades. The travel distance from Kadesh Barnea to Jordan River was only 11 days' journey of about 250 miles, which means their daily travel distance was about 22 miles. It makes perfect sense even today. The average walk speed is about 2.5 to 4 miles an hour. 22 miles per day was easily achievable by walking 3 miles per hour for 7 hours. You know what that means? Israel stayed close to Jordan River all the time, all those 40 years, but could not go into the promised land. Why? It was all because of a little thing in their heart, a damaging attitude toward God. So we just read the letter to the church in Laodicea. Jesus said he came so close to them. He stands at the door and knocks. They could sense that Jesus was so near. They could hear his voice. All they needed to have an intimate fellowship with Jesus was a small action to walk just few steps, unlock the door, and open it. Many first-time believers resemble Laodiceans, reluctant to take those small actions to have a personal relationship with Jesus. How about us, old-timers? Maybe not you here in the sanctuary, but some out there may have this kind of a spiritual reluctance. They are not altogether in, nor altogether out. They place one foot inside the threshold of the kingdom of God, but the other foot in the world. They belong to a church, maybe, you know, today is a Laodicean church, but cannot leave the pleasure of this world behind. They are in limbo. They are caught at the borderline and do not make any progress in any direction. Jesus identified it as a lukewarm faith, neither hot nor cold. They want to enjoy good things from both worlds. The city of Laodicea offered the church folks many enjoyable things in life. The city was proud of its wealth. It was a banking center of their region. They even had a gold exchanges going on in that city. It was famous for the trade of beautiful black wool and had a renowned medical school. The wealth of the city was noted in the letter. You say, I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. But spiritually, they were wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. Isn't it true that we try to draw near to God more when we are in trouble, when everything seems all right and we become rich in worldly terms? We do not seek God as much as we should. Oh, my life is good. I don't need God as much. But the truth of the matter is, we need Jesus always, always, both in joy and in pain. How do we move away from this spiritual limbo? What is the cure for our borderline and lukewarm faith? A little change in our hearts and attitude could fix it. So let's watch this little video that I have prepared for you. Thank you, Dad. So it kind of illustrates one of the main point of the message. You know, a lot of times we are like at the borderline. You know, borderline means we can fall in either directions. But that also means we are so close. We are so close to God, but not quite there yet. How do we go to God and be in God securely? Because we are so close, because God is so near to us, it takes us just one little more step. Is one of our feet placed in the world? The foot in the world could walk like a little water hole in the dike and open the main route to the world eventually. You know, I heard of one detective who tried one dose of drug to disguise himself as a drug dealer. You know, he just was trying to be admitted as one of them and then take care of the issues. But that made him the drug addict, and he could never get out of the addiction. Before it becomes too late, take a simple action to put not just one, but both feet inside the threshold of God's kingdom. It all started with a change in his heart for the prodigal son to return home. An attitude change makes difference between heaven and hell. It takes only a small change in heart to be positive. And that positive attitude transforms our complaints and dissatisfaction into thanksgiving and the joy of living. A little change in our attitude to God can settle our wandering souls and give us peace. Amen. Let us now prepare ourselves to come to the table of God's mercy. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us. as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. As we participate in this feast that Jesus himself prepared with his own body and blood, let us remember the broken body of Christ for our salvation. And as we drink from the table of Christ's mercy, let us remember his sacrificial love, his blood poured out for us for the forgiveness of our sins. Now let us, with gratitude and thanksgiving, take the bread and drink from the cup. Maybe pray one more time. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this wonderful reminder of your sacrificial, unconditional love for us. Lord, there are many moments when we feel unworthy to come and receive your love. But it is not us who prepare this. It is you, with your love, have prepared this feast. The only action that we need to take is simply to come and receive from your table. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you for what you did in Calvary. We are forever grateful for that. And may we cherish this love we all have received from you. That we may always be in gratitude and thanksgiving in all circumstances. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now would be the time for our offerings, and there's a plate at the back of the church as you leave, or if you prefer, you can mail it into the office or just come into the office and drop it off, and we appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures he below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power of lives. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Lord Jesus Christ, as we give you this offering, we acknowledge that you are our Savior, that you are our Sustainer, that you are our Provider. You have filled our lives with your presence and with your blessings. And from the blessings we have received, we bless you. We bless the ministry of your kingdom. We ask you to receive this offering that it may be used to build your kingdom continually. So we give you this offering of thanksgiving and recommitment. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you'll join in the last hymn of the day, number 369, Blessed Assurance.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, filled with his goodness. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above calls of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
May we pray. Lord Jesus, we have tried for so long to give our whole being, our whole life unto you, and give up our will, our ego, our plan, and all the things we cherish in the world. And it was not easy, O Lord. It is still not easy to do that. We need your Holy Spirit to touch our heart, to transform our attitude, and with your help, O Lord, this little change can happen in our spirit and in our hearts. So, Lord, help us. We give our hearts, our mind unto you, that you may have a full control over us. May we experience this little change in our hearts and in our lives, that we may finally have peace, the peace that you give unto us, not this world can offer. That we may continue our journey, rejoicing every day, regardless of the circumstances, because we are all together in your kingdom. Therefore, send us forth in your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, now in peace, never be afraid. God will go with you each hour, every day. Go now in faith, steadfast, strong, and true. Know He will guide you in all you do. Go now in love, in short belief. Reach out to others so all the world can see. God will be there, watching from above. Oh, peace in faith and in love. Amen.